I do believe that hate crime legislation has been put on the back burner, and it's not only for the traveller community, it's for the LGBTQI plus community, and also people with disabilities as well.
You're saying it needs to be a constant drive so that we don't need to react to tragedies as such?
Yes, for me, I'm really hoping that we won't have to use the piece of legislation, that we can educate society, educate people from a very young age through our education system around hatred. And, you know, we're not born to hate. Unfortunately, it's something that we're learned either within our own family settings or from other people who had influence in our life, you know. And for me, really, it's not about locking people up and throwing away the key. It's really about educating society and for people to think twice before they burn down accommodation that's for refugees, to attack a person of colour on the streets, and also people with disabilities as well. We don't really talk much about people with disabilities when we talk about hate and discrimination, but they're one group that's mainly affected by hate crime.